Welcome to Royals Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Hoskin Powell. Batting second. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting third. The left fielder, Ken Landreau. Batting fourth. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting 5th. The first baseman, Ron Jackson. Batting 6th. The DH, Glenn Adams. Batting 7th. The center fielder, Willie Norwood. Batting 8th. The second baseman, Rob Wilfong. Batting 9th. The third baseman, John Castano. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jerry Koosman. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting third. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting fifth. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting sixth. The first baseman, John Wathan. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Clint Hurdle. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Freddie Potek. Batting 9th. The second baseman, UL Washington. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Dennis Leonard. And now, play ball. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a fly ball into right field. Hurdle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hurdle. Smalley reaches second base with a double. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Smalley moves to third. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Smalley scores. Landreau moves to second. It's 1-0, Twins. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a line drive into center field. Otis picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Otis. Landreau scores. Weiniger moves to third. Jackson moves to second. It's 2-0, Twins. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards second. Washington throws towards the plate. Porter fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Porter. Weiniger scores. Jackson moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Twins. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jackson scores. Adams moves to second. It's 4-0, Twins. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leonard fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Koosman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis takes first base on ball four. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Otis. The throw from Weiniger and he is safe. Ota steals second. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Koosman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Porter for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Royals nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. Powell hits a fly ball into right field. Hurdle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Smalley takes first base on ball 4. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Landreau hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wei then scoops it up and throws to first, with Leonard covering, for the out. Smalley moves to second. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wei then scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Weiniger for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Wei then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wei then hits a fly ball into center field. Norwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle hits a pop-up towards third. Castano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McRae. The throw from Weiniger and he is safe. McRae steals second. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Royals nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wei then scoops it up and throws to first, with Leonard covering, for the out. Two outs. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Norwood hits a pop-up towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koosman fires to first and has Wilson trapped. There's the throw to Smalley who tags Wilson for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. Brett takes first base on ball 4. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Koosman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Royals nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilfong hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0 for 1 in the game. Castano bunts towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Wilfong moves to second. One out. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 2 in the game. Powell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wilfong scores. It's 5-0, Twins. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Smalley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Powell moves to third. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Landreau is called out on strikes. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter is hit by the pitch. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McRae hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Wathen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathen is 0 for 1 in the game. Wathen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Castano. Porter moves to third. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0 for 1 in the game. Hurdle hits a fly ball into left field. Landreau settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Porter tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-1, Twins. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 1 in the game. Patek hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Royals 1. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jackson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wilson. Jackson reaches second base with a double. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jackson moves to third. One out. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Norwood hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Porter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wilfong hits a fly ball into right field. Hurdle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 1 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Wilson strikes out. 2 outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brett for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Royals 1. The Twins will come to bat. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0 for 1 in the game. Castano hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Powell bunts towards the mound. Leonard fields it and throws to first for the out. Castano moves to second. 1 out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Smalley takes first base on ball 4. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Landreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Otis hits a fly ball into center field. Norwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Porter hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Royals 1. The Twins will come to bat. Eduardo Rodriguez now pitching. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Jackson hits a line drive towards first. Way then reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. John Wathen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wathen hits a pop-up towards first. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Hurdle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 0 for 2 in the game. Potek hits a fly ball into center field. Norwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Royals 1. The Twins will come to bat. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Norwood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett juggles the ball. That's an error on Brett. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Norwood. The throw from Porter and he is out, Patek applying the tag. One out. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wilfong hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 6-1, Twins. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Castano hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Powell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Castano moves to second. Al Raboski now pitching. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and two walks. Smalley hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Castano moves to third. Two outs. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Castano scores. Powell moves to second. It's 7-1, Twins. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Landreau hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Washington settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 2 in the game. Washington is called out on strikes. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Brett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wilson moves to second. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Otis hits a line drive into left field. That will be extra bases. Landreau fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Landreau. Wilson scores. Brett goes all the way around to score. It's 7-3, Twins. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Weiniger. Otis moves to third. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Porter strikes out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McRae hits a fly ball into center field. Norwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Royals 3. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Weiniger takes first base on ball 4. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Jackson hits a pop-up towards short. Potek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Morales pinch hits for Glenn Adams. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Way then settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Norwood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Washington fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Way then hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hurdle hits a line drive into center field. Norwood picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Norwood. Way then goes all the way around to score. Hurdle moves to third. It's 7-4 Twins. Mike Marshall now pitching. Steve Braun pinch hits for Freddie Potek. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun hits a line drive towards short. Smalley reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Locock pinch hits for UL Washington. Pete Locock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locock hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Landreau. Locock reaches second base with a double. Hurdle scores. It's 7-5, Twins. Tom Paquette pinch hits for Willie Wilson. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Locock scores. It's 7-6, Twins. Jerry Terrell pinch runs for Tom Paquette. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Terrell moves to second. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Marshall fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 7, and Kansas City Royals, 6. Goodbye from Royal Stadium in Kansas City.